China's State Council Information Office has issued a white paper titled Poverty Alleviation, China's Experience and Contribution. The paper consists of five parts examining China's commitment to the fight against poverty, as well as targeted measures, major breakthroughs, and international cooperation. The Chinese Navy has organized a task group with aircraft carrier Liaoning to conduct exercises near the island of Taiwan. A military spokesperson says it's part of the Navy's annually scheduled training. The Chinese foreign minister has spoken with his Japanese counterpart about cooperation for the peace and development of the region and the world at large. The two officials spoke over the phone. Chinese foreign minister Wang Yi spoke of guiding the bilateral relationship into the next 50 years and of avoiding confrontations. Japan's Toshimitsu Motegi said Japan is willing to maintain communication and strengthen dialogue. The Prime Minister of Serbia has welcomed another shipment of COVID-19 vaccines from China's Sinopharm. The Prime Minister says Serbia aims to vaccinate roughly 40% of adults with the first dose by the end of this month. Yonhap News agencies reported that North Korea won't participate in the Tokyo Olympics. The report cites protection of athletes amid the COVID-19 pandemic as the major reason behind the move. The Minneapolis police chief has taken the stand to testify in the trial of former officer Derek Chauvin.
The officer should consider the severity of the crime at issue, whether the suspect poses an immediate threat to the safety of the officers or others, and whether he is actively resisting arrest or attempting to evade arrest by flight.
The courts heard testimony that officers kept restraining George Floyd, with Chauvin kneeling on his neck even after Floyd became unresponsive. Arredondo told the court that officers do get basic first aid training, which covers medical care for breathing, circulation, and bleeding. The Minneapolis police chief fired Chauvin and three other officers involved in Floyd's death days after the incident last May. The organizers of the Beijing 2022 Winter Olympics successfully hosted a testing program for short track speed skating and ice hockey on Monday. A short track speed skating competition was held at the Capitol Indoor Stadium. The ice hockey testing took place at the National Indoor Stadium, with all participating athletes coming from universities in Beijing. Renmin University goalie Hao Zhiliang says he's glad to be part of the Olympic preparation work.
This might be the only chance for us in our life to play hockey on the ice in the Olympic venue. It is a very precious experience for us to get to know the workflow of training and competition in the Olympics. We are happy to participate in such an event and make our contribution for the Winter Games.
Capital University of Physical Education and Sports won the title as they beat Peking University 9-4 in the final. The venue will have para ice hockey testing from Thursday. Sister is the top movie at the box office on the Chinese mainland. The China Movie Data Information Network says the locally produced feature film generated roughly 150 million yuan, or about $23 million on Sunday alone. Sister tells the story of a girl faced with the choice of pursuing her dream or raising her younger brother after they lose their parents. It's raked in over 300 million yuan in 3 days of screening.